Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again. Genevieve Sims. A weekly episode of God's Word from a Queer and Trans perspective. And Genevieve is a Christian, born again Christian, happens to be of transgender experience. How do you so far, how has your winter been? Kind of cold here in New York. It's like 19 degrees right now. Kind of cold all day, cold all weekend, actually. But as I always say, it's winter. And if you're a warmer client, you're doing wonderful. Today, I'm going to talk about what should we do after we come to a one, put it this way, what should we do when we kind of reach the end of one road, but there's a road looming ahead of us, and yet we may not know what the destination holds. And I tell this moving ahead because, as you see in the pandemic, since we've had this coronavirus, so we've had to move ahead. We couldn't stay where we were 2 years ago, and we can't stay where we are now. So we have to move ahead. We have to do things differently. That might involve a few changes. May involve a lot of changes. And we go through our scripture today in Acts 1. This is what the apostles were faced with after Jesus ascended into heaven. I'm going to read from the first chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 11. In the first book, Theophilus. I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught in the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them 40 days, speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, they were gazing up toward heaven. Suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up? Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him into heaven, go into heaven, God's word. Now, as you know, I'm going to make a little bit of a backdrop. As you know, the apostles have been with Jesus for 3 years. They saw all his miracles. They followed him wherever he went. The apostles learned many things. Jesus taught them many things. And when Jesus died a cruel death on the cross, they may have thought that this was the end. You know, after he was buried, you know, there was that those few days of doubt. I'm pretty sure, well, where do we go now? What do we do? Or what are we supposed to do? And Jesus came, when he came back in the spirit after he had been dead, I'm pretty sure that they were relieved that they actually saw him. It's the same Jesus talked about it, him being crucified, raised, and being buried, and being resurrected. And it was all up to now that they understood. Sometimes when you have something taken away from you, you have a better understanding of what it is. You learn to appreciate something. Or maybe you took something for granted. So this is their way of trying to understand how much Jesus meant to them. Now, I titled this Moving Ahead because, you know, no matter what life can present to us, we have to move ahead. We have to keep going. We can't stay where we are. Let me give you an example. I might have shared this on this, you know, this forum here, that one time I was walking over a bridge, and as I was in the middle of the bridge, it was raining, it began to pour rain. It had been a foggy day, all day it seemed like the rain was going to hold off. I thought walking over the bridge it might hold off, but that wasn't the case. Right in the middle of the bridge, boom, it rained. Now I couldn't go back, and I couldn't stay where I was. So there was only one choice, moving ahead. As a trans person, when I discovered that I was of trans experience, I realized that I couldn't go back to where I was because I learned something new. And couldn't stay where I was, or maybe put it in another way, I stayed there for a short time. And when I looked at it, raised from the dead, that Jesus ascended into heaven, the apostles knew that they had to move ahead. But first they had to wait for the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised. And I think it was like 10 days hence, they did receive, were baptized in the Holy Spirit. And from that point on, they moved ahead. One thing to remember is, you know, one book closes or another door closes, but then another door opens. Sometimes you have to wait, you have to look. You know, you say, well, this chapter of my life is over. So then you look there, you have to wait, we'll see what's ahead. But one thing I definitely know is you can't stay where you are, because
been through so much, you've been somewhere. And the apostles have been somewhere. They've been somewhere. They saw what Jesus did. And as they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, they were given the strength to move ahead, proclaiming God's word. As it mentioned in verse 8, you know, there would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that continues to say the gospel being brought to everywhere on the earth. Now, as a clear person, I know I had to move ahead because I couldn't stay where I was. And once it was revealed to me, you know, I tried to stay where I was. In other words, I was kind of in denial. And I know many people in the LGBT community, you know, they'll deny themselves sometimes for years. And once you bottle something up years, so you should, if one day the pressure is going to build so much that you're going to have to make a choice, that you will have to make a choice. You'll have to move ahead. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy because it may cost you something. I know many people tried, and they either lost family members, you know, friends, some have lost a livelihood, all because of they decided to be who they are. To the Christian, it's nothing new, you know, the apostles, they walked away from everything. They walked away from their livelihood. So to follow Jesus. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to do that. Now, whether they lost friends or anything like that, these scriptures doesn't reveal that, but I'm pretty sure that some of them did. And still they moved ahead. Still they went on. You know, they're saying, what's Jesus, what's this man Jesus all about? One thing I loved doing, particularly when I was younger, you know, I like to travel on the highways. I would travel, big west. I'm not saying I'll travel all around there. And what I find it interesting is just move ahead, keep going ahead. You know, there's something there for you, even though you may not know what it is. And that's why God, you know, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, they were able to move ahead. Now, I'm sure they knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, I'm sure there were a lot of things they still didn't know what was going to happen, didn't know any of that stuff, but they did know that they had to go and couldn't stay where they are. And that's what they did. In this climate, the climate of the pandemic, the coronavirus, you know, we still, you know, it's somewhat limiting, but we still have to go on with our lives. So we still have to take care of our families, we have jobs, we still have to go to jobs, we still have to pay the bills. that never goes away, you know. You still have to pay the bills, mortgage, rent, whatever. You still have to feed your family, you know. life goes on. But along the way, I'm pretty sure many of you have learned different things, different skills. You had to do things in a different way. You may have had to give up some things too. See, not all things, you know, you may lose some things, but all, you know, not necessarily lose things. What it may be is that God has something better for you. You know, there's something else down the road. So, I don't know if you heard, you know, one door closes, another one opens. There may be something. Then God has something better for you. I remember when I was in the military, I think 1971. I went into the military. It was a few months later, I was into all the music, and I did the popular music back. And I didn't idolize anybody, you know, but I liked the music and I kind of liked the scene, so to speak. And when this one particular musician, I won't mention his name, but when he passed on, it came into my heart that this particular chapter of my life was coming to a close, and I knew it. And by the end of the year, like the end of a book, that book closed. So I'd start a whole new chapter, a whole new book. Now I didn't know what it was going to be. I had absolutely no idea. And I know how the apostles felt, because I felt the same way. But what do we do now? What do I do now? And what it led to, months later, it led to my spiritual conversion, my having Christ come into my heart, in my life. This is part of his plan. See, we're moving ahead. You have to cut loose all the things that hold you back. You have to cut loose all the things that you once knew. You know, one time, those things may have brought us joy, but you're going into a different level. You're going into another dimension. Now, I've said about my own life that my life has been like many chapters. Some of the life's been kind of odd, and it's been kind of strange and different, that's for sure. But that was the way it went. Moving ahead doesn't mean that we forget things that we learned. All the things that we experience. But it also means that you have to keep going. You know, life goes on. God has things slow. We have to keep going. You know, we have to see what God has for us. You know, we have to see, you know, we have to understand that God has bigger things for us and better things. When I transitioned, I didn't know what was ahead. I knew it was going to be. I knew it would be different. It affected some relationships that I had. But I was born, God brought me in contact with people who had similar experiences and a lot of different experiences. But one thing about God that you reach is people that normally, you know, aren't reached for one reason or another. Another thing about when you move ahead, you know, people can pray for you, people can encourage you, you know, people give you all the encouragement and wish you well. But it comes that point where you have to cross that road by yourself. God's with you, God is with you. So you have to go to cross that road by yourself. Are you scared? Yeah. You may be scared. You know. So you wonder, you may wonder, you know, have I learned all I had to learn so far? Like when you graduate from school, there you go into a different arena. You go into a whole new arena. And as with the apostles here, they went into a whole other arena. You know, they went out preaching. You know, we go in the later chapters of Acts. You know, they go to the, they did receive the Lord's Spirit. And they went to preach God's word all over. Now, you know, just remember that God can, so your life can touch other people's lives. Now, you may not know it, you know, but your life can touch other lives. People will wonder about you. So you will have a little pack to further later, you know. Many other people will wonder who you're about, what you're about. So, as a trans person, you know, one day I pray that, you know, when somebody might need encouragement out there. Not because of trans, you know, but because, you know, they feel that they want to move ahead, but some people need a little nudge. Some people need that little nudge. You know, some people might need encouragement. Some might want to know that, hey, I'm not alone. But there are other people like me. Now, I mentioned earlier, we move ahead of a company, you move in the areas, you know, and among people that you never thought you would meet. Like, you know, when I came out of training, I met people that I would have never met. You know, some of my best friends, I love them. Pray for them. You know, wish the best for them. And I'm thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for Jesus his ministry. And I'm thankful for the apostles who went out and did what they did. And they had the Holy Spirit to help them. One final thing is, well, you have to be determined in your mind what you want, what you'll do. I know when I came out, I said I was going to live my life openly. So I never knew that I was trans until one day it was real. I came out of the cross dressing, and later on, I understood, you know, which much research, I found out that I was friends with and many people in the LGBTQ plus community have found out some known as children, some known as adults, some known as teenagers. But either way, you know, people found out and moved ahead. Now, moving ahead is not always easy. Moving ahead, you know, as I said, you know, you don't know what lies ahead, but you have to keep going. You have to move ahead. After this pandemic, corona pandemic is over, we still have to move ahead. And just remember that God will be with you. Just remember that. Be thankful. Thankful for where you are, you know. Where were you a year from now? To be thankful for where you are at this point. Every holiday, I'm just, you know, when the holidays come around, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, I'm thankful for God that He brought me to this point. There's one time in my life, I wondered if I was going to make it. No, if you move ahead, go ahead. No, trust. Why? Trust God. You know, just remember, you know, there's only when you move ahead, just remember that He's with you. So He'll guide your steps, give you direction. He'll guide you. If you need encouragement, He'll guide you. He'll encourage you. But keep going in God's name. And He will never steer you wrong. Now, thankful that I hope this episode is helpful. I just, this episode is, I think about people who need encouragement. It's tough on me. I just pray that this message is someone's life. And this is Genevieve. I'm Genevieve Jamison. I look forward to getting together with you on our next episode. Thank you. God bless you.